I'm Mike and Scott. This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. And this week, another mass shooting, more violence, this time in San Bernardino, California. 14 people were killed. I'm sure you were following the news. I'm sure you've read the first slew of opinion pieces. Perhaps you've gotten into arguments over how many mass shootings have happened in this country in this year. So we were asking ourselves, what are some of the issues that we're not talking about, but maybe we should? Two things came to mind. One is that many people are advocating that we treat violence as a public health issue. But what exactly does that look like? And secondly, why is it so hard or really impossible to talk about this issue? We're almost looking at each other as enemies and not as a group of people trying to figure something out. Let's start with the public health issue. Gary Slutkin is an epidemiologist. He spent years fighting the AIDS epidemic in Africa, and then he took many of the lessons learned there to his new endeavor, an organization called Cure Violence. One of their most basic beliefs is that violence spreads like a contagious disease and can be addressed with some of the same methods. I asked him to explain that.
Well, it means really that we've missed the bigger picture and the detail. The bigger picture is that this is primarily a health problem, that the people who are doing it have acquired a social or psychological disease, and the health sector knows very well how to look for rare events and how to prevent the spread of rare events. This is a subspecialty within public health that's called disease or epidemic control, and it uses outreach workers, and that's what we use in Cure Violence on streets. We've done this in 25 cities and 60 communities on four continents. We have interrupters and outreach workers, and when used, violence drops dramatically. You have to find the right people, train them, and organize this well.
If we're looking at gun violence, does it matter what kind of gun violence it is? We often spend a lot of time after a shooting analyzing, was it politically motivated? Was it a workplace dispute? Was it a terrorist shooting? So does that matter?
God, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I'm watching the news myself and watching people searching for the reasons. And I don't know what the reason is that people want to find the reasons, but the reasons change all the time. I mean, what's relevant is that people are doing what they're believing that they're going to get some kind of approval in some space for, whether it's from friends or colleagues or from the internet space.
I can picture how the interrupter model works if we're talking perhaps about gang violence that is confined to an area. How could this interrupter model work for more seemingly random shootings?
Well, nothing's random, and they may appear to be. For example, school shootings, there are ways in which outreach can be designed where people can check out, what's going on in dorms, what's going on in classes, and finding out, who is feeling relatively socially isolated, or, no, they haven't heard from him, or they're worried about this person. You end up helping a lot of people, not just who are, thinking about doing something today or tomorrow or the next day, but people who are highly susceptible and might be thinking about an event that might occur, weeks or months in the future.
Your approach focuses more on behavior than guns themselves, right?
It's a recognition that there are hundreds of millions of guns out there. In terms of feasibility of interacting with this problem right now, we're getting reductions of, up to 70%, frequently 40, 50%. There's three neighborhoods in Baltimore that have gone over a year and a half without a shooting or a killing. A neighborhood in New York that's gone nearly 3 years.
And how many interrupters do you have on the ground in, let's say, a Baltimore neighborhood that has gone without a shooting?
Well, you'd be surprised to know that it's only about 8.
How big is the neighborhood?
Well, this is a neighborhood of like 40 or 60,000 people. This all gets mapped out. This is a specialty within public health called epidemic control. I mean, some of the greatest achievements in humankind have been as a result of public health. I mean, whether it's eradication of smallpox or almost elimination of polio, leprosy, TB, giant accomplishments. So I just think that the framing of this issue, people are still in the wrong. They're not up on the current theory of violence as a contagious health issue.
Gary, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.